Radio Miraya, until now, the government is waiting for the assessment report that was expected from the team that went around all the counties in the state. That is what the government wanted to establish, where exactly is people are more affected. And in terms of percentages, this report is expected. However, the state government is trying to mobilize financial resources in order to buy food from areas where there may be availability of food for sale through the cooperatives to the people. And the government also is encouraging, especially the cattle keepers, to sell their livestock in order to meet the food requirement of their family. Areas like the Kapweta, the Budi, and all those communities that are cattle rear. So this is what the government has put in place. Ultimately, the report is expected to guide decisions of the government.
Who conducted the assessment? Was it the state government or the national government or NGOs?
It is the state government in collaboration with the NGOs working in Eastern Equatoria.
When was it done?
These assessment teams had been to the counties for the last 2 to 3 weeks, and the report is almost ready, and it is expected that it will be submitted to the government next week.
All right. You said government is also trying to do some alternative way of buying food and then through cooperative to supply to those affected areas. When do you see the possibility of that initiative kicking off, because people are hungry and they want food?
You know, we are in a situation where there is financial scarcity all over the country, and Eastern Equatoria is not an exception. So we are trying to raise funds through available sources which the government is always using, like collecting taxes that are under the competence of the state. Once sufficient fund is secured, then we will be in the position to purchase the food for sale through the cooperative society.
Well, Honorable Minister, as we talk, there are families who are not able to actually raise food or put food on the table for their children. What do you tell them now?
Well, we are telling the people that we as a government has alerted the international community early on, especially because the drought had failed. And you know when fire is burning, starting burning, and we are trying to put off the fire. We also expect the international community to come with more water in order to put off this fire. We have been telling people, the NGO, the international community, that there is fire here, starting. Hunger is creeping in. But until now, none of them is has responded. But however, we believe that maybe after the submission of the report, they may respond to the appeal of the state government.